Sorry, I didn't slideshow. So this is what my presentation is going to be about. Can everybody hear me okay? Because I tend to talk low. My presentation is going to be very similar to Scott's, except I'm going to say it a little differently, but I'm actually going to talk about a public health partnership and an evaluation that was done on that partnership in 2012 by my colleague who's actually in the room, Andrea Apostolo. And I'm going to talk about that tool that we use to look at this collaboration, and it's called PARTNER. I'm just going to tell you that I have nothing as far as financial to disclose, no relevant commercial interests in what I'm going to present today. Anyway, this is the agenda. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the community health assessment, that work that we did, and a background on the partnership that I'm actually going to be presenting on. I'm going to tell you about what our goals were when we wanted to conduct the evaluation, and then a little bit, kind of high level, what the partner did for us. There's a lot more that it did, but I sparing the time here. And then what we learned, and what does that mean? And hopefully this will be helpful to you. So just to help me out and understand who's here in the audience, has anybody been actively involved in a community health assessment that's in the room? Can I just see? Okay, great. Okay, so that's why you're here. That's wonderful. So I was the project director, and I was involved in one local county-level community health assessment and community health improvement plan. And so for those of you that don't know, basically community health assessments are where multiple partners from different sectors across a region get together and they look at the data that's available in terms of health. And you all know in the room, I hope, that health is much more than just the absence of disease. So we look at a lot of different indicators, meaning like education, income, things like that. And then we take that data and on a community level, again, all these various community groups, look at that and say, well, what is it that we can work on? Let's prioritize what we're going to work on. And look at the resources we have and what do we want to achieve? What outcomes do we want to address? So why are these community health assessments and community health improvement plans important today? Well, first of all, resources are dwindling. So by working together, we can make the best choices available that can save a lot of money. And also there were initiatives in place that were incentivizing working together. As you can see on the slide, there was the public health accreditation going on, the community transformation grants, which were encouraging people to work together, and the nonprofit hospitals, in order to retain their tax-exempt status, had to conduct the community health needs assessment, community health improvement plan, and they had to link in public health to that in regards to the Affordable Care Act. Just a little bit about what's going on in New Jersey, because that's where I'm from, and that's where this work was done. The public health practice standards embedded this into the practice, and they said that health officers and health departments across the state had to conduct a health assessment and be part of a community health improvement plan. And in terms of how that looks for the whole state, for every single county and many of the cities in New Jersey, there are public health partnerships that have now formed that have taken on this challenge, and they're going to do health assessments every 3 to 4 years and then use the CHIP, which is Community Health Improvement Plan, sorry about the acronym there, but use that as a live document that will be changed as priorities shift, right? So I just wanted to share with you, when they looked at the data across the whole state of New Jersey, these were the health priorities that you saw kind of like from county to county and city to city that we could be working on. So I'm going to tell you about our collaboration, which was right here in Mercer County. Right here means, for those of you who haven't had the pleasure, it's in the center part of New Jersey on the western side. And just a little background on Mercer County that's kind of interesting. In terms of population, and when you compare it to the other 21 counties in New Jersey, it was the 11th largest population, which is just under 400,000 people. There's 12 municipalities, and in those 12 municipalities, there were actually 8 health officers and six hospitals. We actually have the city of Trenton in the middle of our county, or towards the bottom of our county there. And what's interesting or unique, I guess, is that when you look at the data from municipality to municipality in the Mercer County area, you look at those factors, they're very different from town to town to town. It's very, really is, depends on your location and where you live. So this is why we were doing what we were doing. Our ranking was 12th in terms of health outcomes. If for those of you that are not aware, this is the County Health Rankings, which is a website that's kind of cool if you haven't seen it. But their objective is to rank the health of the counties across the U.S. And so I'm showing you what Mercer County looks like relative to New Jersey here. And in terms of health factors, those are your future vision of health. So that's your social and economic determinants, the environment, and then, of course, health behaviors. So we're ranked actually 9th. And then in terms of health outcome, which is death and disability, what actually happens, we're ranked 12th. And I just thought that this quote from the Vice President of Robert Wood Johnson Foundation really explains it all. So really, we have what we need, but we have some unhealthy habits. This is what the public health partnership looked like, the collaboration. The lead agency was the United Way, and we had 4 hospitals on our public health partnership, and we had 8 health departments. I mentioned to you before that we had the city of Trenton in our county, but Trenton wanted to look at the health needs very, very specific to the city, so they were actually doing their own community health assessment. So we spoke with them and we worked with them, but they weren't part of this particular collaborative. In total, we had 13 nonprofit organizations working together, and we were lucky enough to get funding from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, New Jersey Health Initiatives, and we were just one of 6 grantees that got to do this work from 2011-2013. Right here is the timeline of our work, which was, just so you know, is very fast. Okay, 1 year we went from health assessment to the CHIP, or the Community Health Improvement Planning, and we had, you know, literally thousands of people involved in this project, so it was quite busy. I wanted to show this slide basically to see where we actually did our evaluation. It was right in the middle of it in May and June. That's where Andrea did the social network analysis work. Oops, I went backwards. So why this slide is up here, I mean, I like to think everybody in this room has heard this word over and over again, and you know, if you probably know what it means, it does mean to work together, but what does it really look like to work together and work together well? I mean, that's the whole point of evaluating a group that's working together. So we were kind of wondering about that as one of our goals, like how well was this group working together? And then what about each individual member in terms of the partnership? We called ourselves a partnership. We were working in all in different organizations with different priorities. What were some of the attributes that mean you're a good partner? Okay, so we were going to look at that too. So in doing so, we found this cool tool. It was actually received funding from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation as well. There's always this theme here, you know, and usually good work comes out of the foundation. No, excuse me, always good work comes out of the foundation. Anyway, this tool, it's an acronym for Program to Analyze, Record, and Track Networks and Enhance Relationships. And it's available online. It was, we didn't have to pay any money. Not only that, we got actually excellent support from the University of Colorado at Denver, who produced this product. It is an online survey tool. We used it to evaluate the connectivity of each of our members. Why would you do such a thing? I know it's a small picture, but I thought that was the reason, you know, why is to get a visual image of how we looked at, like, ourselves. How connected were we? And if you could see that, then maybe we could find out ways that we could do a better job to better share resources, you know, save money and all that kind of thing. Share services, which is really big in public health. So what are the attributes? Well, the partner tool helped us with that to come up with the best attributes to measure, and these are some of the ones that we measured when we did our survey. And what's important to note that we did, it was confidential. We didn't identify each organization. Only the United Way chose to identify itself because it was only one nonprofit there. But it was 100% survey participation. This is what it looked like, so in terms of our connectivity. So you're probably all saying, what does that mean? Oops, I went ahead, lost the surprise there. Anyway, so, well, there's the key in the corner there. The coordinating agency, or the United Way, was the red, and then the health departments were pink and the hospitals were green. So we had, and Scott mentioned about centrality, we had what's called a high degree of centrality, which really just means that we seem to be, you know, as far as a group of 13 different organizations, very connected and very, you know, each group was considered equally important. So that's what we learned about ourselves, and that was very interesting. It's also important to point out that Andrea presented these results to the group, and they listened to it, and it provided an opportunity to exchange conversation. It was quite a surprise to them because they didn't feel like they were working together very well by their own evaluation, but they were quite connected. You can use the tool to look at each individual attribute at a very kind of granular level. I mean, if you want to look at something like communication, you can see whether it's occurring every day or every week, and the thickness of the bars mean the quality of the conversation in terms of the evaluation, and the arrows indicate the direction. We also looked at, just to give you one more example, cooperative activities. And again, if you understand what we're doing with the visual image here, I mean, you can see that cooperatively we were doing very well. This is a very cooperative group. But I just want to point out that this was done after we had already been 6 months involved in doing community health assessment work, having to work together because we had funding, because we had the mission of the IRS mandate that I mentioned before. So we look like we're pretty cooperative. Sorry about the size of the text on this slide, but I just want you to know that it's interesting that the tool actually allows you to look at cross-sector analysis. So what you're looking at here, which was interesting, is that when you look at the group by group, hospitals versus the health departments, what we found that was interesting is something like leadership and decision making. It looked like the hospitals saw themselves as really in that place, whereas the health departments did not. And that was kind of an interesting finding that we could, you know, potentially work with. And also, only one group really was contributing paid staff. See, these are the kind of things, once you get to that level of detail, that you can kind of work with in terms of strategy. I also wanted to point out to you that you can do some qualitative analysis, too. You can see the kinds of things that need to be done. It does allow you for open-ended questions and help you kind of understand the direction you want to move in. Like any survey, it does have its strengths. It has its limitations. In terms of limits, it is cross-sectional. It's just one period of time. It reflected... We didn't survey the entire organization of the health department, although sometimes that is only one person. But anyway, we did only have one person conduct the survey to represent the entire group. But on the upside, it was free. It was easy to use. We were fortunate to have, thanks to cooperation with the New Jersey Department of Health, we had somebody to implement the tool, Andrea, which was great. And at the end of the day, it really helped us understand more about ourselves as a group. What we learned, too, is that, you know, the health needs are very different across the county, and it does require collaboration to make some influence and change. And although the health departments and the hospitals are working together to fulfill the ACA requirement, in the end, they're really building a foundation to work together, you know, from here on in. And they are still working together, this group, to today, which is great. This evaluation gave us a chance to really talk about the things that we wanted to do and talk about resource sharing, which is really kind of a sensitive issue, as you know. And then also to talk about issues outside the health domain, which is really interesting when you work across healthcare and public health, is that what we found is that our hospitals didn't really understand or why we needed to talk about economic issues and education and housing, but certainly the public health group did. So all of this work, I'm just grateful to be here because the American Public Health Association said I could come and present. So obviously that was kind of nice. But anyway, the Greater Mercer Public Health Partnership allowed us to survey them, which was very nice as well. And that's why this work is available. United Way was my employer. So I'm very grateful to them. And as I said, Andrea is in the room today. All of this couldn't have been done without her help. And she worked very well with the University of Colorado Denver, who created this tool. And I'm sure it's come a long way and been used many times since then. And, of course, funding was really, really helpful. And this is what kind of sold me. I'm actually a chemist at heart. That's what my original training was. And it looked like a molecule with atoms, and I thought it was really cool. But I saw this opportunity to build strategy here by being able to visually see what was going on. Graphic here, the public health is kind of at the center, and I love the way the politicians off to the side, kind of forgotten. But, I mean, think about it. When you can see that, you can look at it and say, well, who needs to, start working together more? That's it. Thank you very much.